Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Let's have a chat with Liverpool writer Steve Hoare. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good, thanks. It is becoming a bit familiar, isn't it, these games, these style of games? Even Jürgen said afterwards, we're getting used to what we have to do now.
Yeah, I think, like you say, teams are coming to Anfield and they know not to open up because they're scared of us on the counter-attack or with the press and stuff. So they're quite happy to just sit back and you know, soak it up and hopefully, you know, maybe nick a goal from a set piece or something. But to be fair to Liverpool, Steve, they've actually dealt with that pretty well this season. Funny enough, the only team who they really, really struggled against, I think, was Burnley. And possibly Man United as well, who employed similar tactics. But teams with, you know, with lesser players, like the likes of Huddersfield and likes of Maribor, eventually they're just getting worn down. And even if it is, like yesterday I was in the ground at half-time and I think there was an air of confidence that we were always going to score. And that hasn't always been the case against this type of team. So that is a positive.
There was no great quality in the Maribor side, was there, either? I think Liverpool knew they were a step above them in class.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. And that, you know, but that hasn't always been the case. You know, some rubbish teams have come to Anfield, or, you know, or lesser teams, maybe, and have got at least a draw or got a point or nicked a 1-0, where I think we are getting used to playing against this type of team. And to be honest, it just looks like, and I thought the same against Huddersfield, in that if we just keep working and eventually they tire. They looked really knackered by the you know, midway through the second half, and our third goal yesterday, they just switched off, and I think that's just tiredness. I think eventually if you there's only so long you can keep chasing and keep running and keep doing that type of thing, and eventually, you know, Liverpool's quality hopefully will shine through, and that's what's been happening.
Well, one of those who wears opposition teams down, maybe the main man, is Mo Salah, who's having one hell of a season in terms of goals he's scoring, assists, and just his influence on the side. And some people did question when Liverpool paid out, what, 35, 36 million for him, but it looks money very well spent now.
Oh, it's a bargain. If you look at the, you know, the mad transfer fee, you know, there's £200 million players nearly in the world and stuff now. So to get a guy who scored 10 goals by, you know, the 1st of November, I mean, you probably would have been happy if he'd scored 10 goals all season. I certainly probably would have been in his first year. So for him to do that in his first 15 games, like you say, that's a massive impact. And it's weird because sometimes he can be on the periphery of games, but the next minute he pops up and the ball's in the back of the net. It's a very good habit to have.
Because he's relentless out there. It's just a shame we haven't seen more of him and Mane be able to sort of strengthen their relationship together on the pitch, because we all know no team would really want to face the two of them together.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. And they will be our two best attacking players for sure. But the good thing is, obviously, last year we were rubbish with Sadio Mane. We all remember January when he went to Africa, and at the end of the season when we had to pretty much change how we play, we were very much trying to dog out 1-0s at the end of the season without him. So the fact that we are, you know, he is injured and we have got Mo Salah in there, it allows us to play the same way, which is why it was a very, very good sign. And I think a lot of people question why are we buying another winger when we've already got a few. But I think we've seen the value of that now.
Couple of people are tweeting in this morning, Steve, about Emre Can. Jordan says, love Emre Can, think we'll massively regret it if he leaves next summer. I don't think there's much Liverpool can do about that. You've also got Rob says, Klopp needs to put Lovren in the same rehab programme as Moreno. And Gaz says, Emre Can has now scored more Champions League goals than Everton Football Club. That's naughty, Gaz. Emre scored three. It was a decent Emre Can goal at the end, wasn't it? And he celebrated with some sort of ferocious passion in front of the cop.
Yeah, he did. Because in the ground, there's a few people getting on his back throughout the game, actually, because, you know, I thought that maybe he was a bit too slow with the ball and stuff. But yeah, when he plays a little bit quicker, he's really, really difficult to stop because he's so big and so strong. And like I say, he's got you know, good technique and stuff around the edge of the box. And that little 1-2 he plays with Milner and then the finish, he's done that a few times now. Again, he was the one who scored last year against Burnley, who were playing in a very similar way in that. And I agree, it will be a shame because I think it's pretty much nailed on that he's going to leave. If he wasn't going to leave, I think he'd have signed that contract by now. So it is a shame, but like you say, if you offer a guy a contract and he doesn't want to accept it, there's not much you can do, really. All you can do, mate, is try and get it signed earlier, and you know, try and not get into this position. But Liverpool have there's a deal on the table for him. If he doesn't want to sign it, there really isn't that much you can do.
Does it leave a sour taste, do you think, in the fans' mouths?
Yeah, I think it's disappointing, Steve, because, you know, we've all been told that Liverpool are going to bring young players in and develop them, and rather than go out and do what, you know, Man City or Chelsea will do, who just go and buy the best player straight away, which, you know, we'd all probably prefer. But if you're going to do that and buy a young player in, and you're going to go through all the teething problems, and we've definitely gone through those with Emre Can, he's been really poor at times, and he's also been really good. We've now developed him for Juventus to have, you know what I mean? And that's like, so we've sat there and we've gone through all the ups and downs, and it's going to be Juventus who reap the rewards. So I do think it is a very much a shame, but like I say, he wants to play every week. There's talk that he wants to play in like a number six role with Jordan Henderson plays, and he's not going to get that at Liverpool, or he's not going to be guaranteed a game, especially with Naby Keita coming next year. So I can kind of see why he's going, but I do think it's a shame.
He might feel like he's been forced to move. There were some really decent performances by individual players last night. I thought Trent was good, Salah, James Milner as well, despite the penalty situation. Yeah. What do you do with the pens now, Steve?
Honestly, it was mad. We were on the ground and Mo Salah picked the ball up and he throws it to James Milner and the whole crowd cheers. So and then obviously misses. And that's what, now I don't know where you go. I think you stick with James Milner. I think he's our best penalty taker. I think, you know, he has missed a couple in the recent, but they've been good saves, to be fair. He hasn't, like, I thought Mo Salah's penalty against Huddersfield was a poor penalty. The one that Roberto Firmino missed against Seville was obviously a poor penalty, hit to the post. I would stick with James Milner. If he's on the field, he should be our penalty taker for me, you know. Two good saves by, you know, relatively good goalkeepers, or well, at least tall goalkeepers who are getting down to the bottom corner. I don't think that should change the fact that he's our best pen taker.
So I think Liverpool have missed their last four at Anfield, is that right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
we score pens, you know. Steven Gerrard scored every time, pretty much every time he stepped up. And to be fair, Milner did for a while. I don't know if it's his confidence got knocked by the one against Southampton, but yeah, for me, he's still our best penalty taker.
The only reason I'd have stuck with Salah last night is that when you miss a penalty, just at least give him one chance to redeem himself. You know, at least if he scores, that, you know, that second time, everything's forgotten. As it is now, Salah's missed one and handed the ball to someone else to take it.
Yeah, so the issue we do have is that James Milner's not always going to be on the pitch. Mm. He's, you know, he's very much a rotational player, whereas Mo Salah is going to be on the pitch. I think that's why they give it to Firmino or Salah in the first place, because they knew Milner wasn't always going to be playing. But to be fair, Mo Salah seemed quite happy yesterday to throw the ball away, so maybe he doesn't fancy it, but I don't know.
It's
a strange one. No one really wants to take it.
So, Steve, how far are Liverpool going in the Champions League?
Oh, that's a good one. Quarterfinals, at least, I think. I think we'll get through this group, and I think we'll win one knockout tie, and then it depends if you get in the draw, doesn't it? But I think at least quarters.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.